Hey there, all you mugs and dolls tuning in. Welcome back to another episode of the Big Vinny and Lenny Podcast. It's your main man, Vinny, coming in at you with all the wit, grit, and unfiltered talk you've come to expect. If you're looking for a straight talk and a few laughs along the way, you've come to the right place. Now sit tight, grab your coffee, or whatever drink you drink, and enjoy the episode.
Speaking of coffee, you ever wonder what people actually say when they order coffee at Starbucks?
You mean like how you just went to go get coffee and came back with that pumpkin, or whatever the hell that is?
Oh, this? Yeah, it's pumpkin spice frappe. Don't give me shit for this. It's fucking amazing.
I'm not saying nothing.
Anyways, I swear people just walk into Starbucks and make up crazy fucked up shit. You would hear the fucker say, "Let me get a grande ice mocha, no foam, skibbity snarf, soy, pentagon blue, hypothesis with hot ice."
Hot ice. You making up drinks now.
Well, that one is bullshit, but it's no crazier than what I hear these fucking people order. They got so many words in there, it sounds like they're ordering a science experiment.
Yeah, next thing you know, they'll be asking for a cup of quantum physics with a side of existential crisis.
Ain't that the fucking truth? But hey, whatever keeps him happy, I guess.
As long as it keeps him out of my way in the morning rush, they can order all the hot ice they want.
You know, maybe we should start our own fucking coffee shop. We'll serve straight up black coffee, no nonsense.
Yeah, we'll call it No Frills Coffee. You get what you get, and you'll like it. Speaking of craziness, Lenny, did you hear about President Trump getting shot?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Look, I ain't no fan of the fucking guy, but come on. You can't just go around popping someone because your fucking feelings are hurt. That's fucking nuts.
I called it.
Called what?
You remember last year, Lenny? I told you that they were going to try to take him out. I didn't know when, but I knew they was going to do it.
Wait a minute. You did say something like that, didn't you? I thought you were just blowing hot air like usual.
Nah, see, I pay attention to these things. The guy's got enemies left, right, and center. It was bound to happen sooner or later.
I mean, yeah, the fucker got talent for ruffing feathers, but shooting him, that's a whole other level of crazy.
Exactly. But hey, like I said, I called it. Should have put money on it. Would have made a killing, no pun intended.
Yeah, you and your predictions. But seriously, Vinny, this is big. I mean, what happens next? You think they'll keep this under wraps? Like, acting like it never happened? Bullshitting people that it was all staged and shit? Or are we looking at a whole lot of chaos coming our way?
Oh, you can bet that there'll be chaos. The media's still having a field day with this shit. Politicians still pointing fingers, and folks like us will just be watching the circus unfold.
What a fucking time to be alive, huh? I still can't wrap my head around it, but I guess, like you said, it was only a matter of time.
Folks, stick with me and you'll see how the world really works. And I got another prediction.
Oh boy, here we go. What now, Vinny?
Kamala Harris. She is gonna be the next president.
Oh really? And how do you figure that?
I just know, same way I knew Trump was gonna get shot, it's all falling into place.
So you got a fucking crystal ball now, Vinny? Or maybe you're just watching too much biased news, always filled with conspiracy theories and shit?
Nah, listen, Biden's all fucked up right now. They're doing their best to hide it. But you know how it goes. It only takes one fucking snitch to leak what's going on behind the scenes. Next thing you know, they'll be pushing him to step down.
Huh. I mean, the guy ain't exactly a spring chicken, but you really think they'll push him out?
Abso-fucking-lutely. And here's why. Even though Trump's gonna win after that assassination attempt, they're still gonna want the title of having the first woman president, and Kamala is their ticket.
So you're saying they'll give her the gig just to check off a box?
Exactly. And mark my words, it's too early for their next golden boy.
Golden boy? Who the fuck is that?
Gavin Newsom. I think he's going to be the next Democrat president. They're all holding him off until the time is right.
You really got it all figured out.
Just calling it like I sees it. You see, Lenny, when it all goes down, you'll be thinking, damn, Vinny was right again.
All right, calm the fuck down, you stupid fat fuck. But you know what?
What?
I hate people.
Yeah, what else is new?
No, seriously, I don't care what color your skin is, or what size you are, or what your sexual preference is. I hate everyone. Rich, poor, tall, short, doesn't fucking matter. People drive me fucking nuts.
All right, Lenny, lay it on me. What's grinding your gears today?
First off, it's been 3 fucking years since all the vaccine bullshit bullshit started. Shouldn't all the unvaccinated be dead by now? I mean, that's what they kept telling us, right?
Yeah, like it's some kind of countdown timer. They kept telling us shit like, go get your shot or you're out of here.
Exactly, fucking exactly. But here we are 3 years later and everyone's still kicking. You know why? Because it's all a big show. It's all fucking bullshit. Pharmaceutical companies don't want to cure you because they'll go bankrupt. Banks don't want you out of debt because they collapse. Politicians, they ain't gonna fucking solve your problems, because if they did, no one will vote for them again. Hell, if the coyote from the Looney fucking Tunes, right, was killing that fast fucking bird, the show would be over.
It's like a never-ending circus. Keep everyone distracted with the nonsense so they don't see what's really going on.
Exactly. And don't get me started on these liberal moms, Vinny. A kid asks for a cigarette, a beer, to drive, or to vote, and it's all, no, you can't do that shit, you're too fucking young. But if the same fucking kid asks for a sex change, or to be trans, suddenly it's perfectly fine.
And that's why gender reveals are pointless now, right? Oh, it's a girl. Fast forward 10 years, and Sammy's now Tommy.
Right? It's like, what's the point of the celebration? You're just rolling the dice on what they'll be later, but hey, I'm just old-fashioned, I guess.
You and me both, Lenny. You and me both.
And you know what else? I don't see why politicians shouldn't be making the average paycheck of the people they're representing. Imagine if they had to live like us, Vinny. Maybe they'd actually get something fucking done.
Damn, Lenny, it's good to see you decide to stop being a liberal robot prick and join us over here where we don't give a fuck.
Fuck you.
I'm just saying, they're all corrupt. Right and left, they're all fucked up pieces of shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, back to the wages thing. I think that it's a good idea. And I bet they won't be able to survive on our wages. They fold faster than a cheap suit.
They got no fucking clue what it's like. They're so out of touch with reality.
All these rich old fuckers.
Don't get me started on some of these old people.
Oh shit, you're blending. You on the road.
Listen. I hate when the old fucks say shit like, when I was your age, we had a house, a job, and a good education. Yeah, well, guess what, Grandpa? You fucking made $80,000 in the 90s, but we have to make over $200,000 to live the same fucking lifestyle as you did. It's called inflation. It ain't what it used to be.
Ain't that the truth? And don't forget, when they told us school would teach us everything we needed to know. But did we learn about taxes? No. How to manage money? Nada. Banking? How to grow food, how to survive in the wild, handle rejection, love yourself, deal with interviews, buy a house, nothing.
Yep, we're all out here learning all this bullshit, and the real life stuff, we gotta figure that shit out on our own. Thanks for nothing, school system.
You're on a roll, Lenny. What else is eating you?
I tell you what else. Our generation's so busy trying to prove that women can do everything men can do that they're losing what makes them unique. Women weren't created to do everything men can do. They were created to do everything men can't fucking do.
Yeah, and I gotta say this to our male listeners before I forget. Control your lust. You will then start to realize how bored 90% of them are anyway.
Ain't that the truth? You know this episode is gonna piss off so many fucking people.
Who fucking cares?
I sure fucking don't. I'm just sick and tired of all the fakery, the bullshit, and the corruption. But I guess that's just the world we live in.
Yeah, but at least we got each other to grab about it with, right?
Yep.
Well. Look who's calling. Mr. President.
Hello, Vinny Lenny. Big fan of the show. Tremendous show. Really, really fantastic. You guys tell it like it is. Keep up the good work, okay?
Oh, great, it's him. What the fuck do you want, Trump?
Lenny, always the tough guy, huh? I like that. But, you know, you could use a little more positivity. Maybe that's why you're so short. I'm thinking of a new nickname for you. How about Little Lenny? Fits, don't you think?
Real clever, Trump. I'm not here to play your little fucking nickname games. You can't just call in here and expect everyone to kiss your fucking ass.
Easy, Lenny. The man's calling in to say he likes the show.
I don't give a fuck.
That's right, Vinny. You're a smart guy. I knew you'd get it. But Lenny, listen, I get it. You're frustrated, but trust me, no one's more frustrated than me. They're always coming after me, and I still win. That's what winners do. We win.
Yeah, we get it. You're the greatest, right? But what about all the fucking mess you left behind? You got people out here still cleaning up after your bullshit.
Mess? What mess? Everything was perfect. Absolutely perfect. Best economy, best military, best everything. And then, well, you know who came in and messed it all up.
We got another call. Who is it this time? Ha! Well, speak of the devil, it's President Biden.
Hey there, folks. Just wanted to jump in here. I know Donald likes to talk a lot of turkey sticks. And, you know, I thought I'd clear the air. We're doing a lot of good work, folks. A lot of good work.
Great. Now we got both of them on the line. This is just what I fucking needed.
Sleepy Joe, took you long enough to get here. Probably had to take a nap before calling in, huh?
Oh, come on, man. Listen, I might be a little slower, but at least I know how to keep things steady. Like a train going from Alaska to you know the place. And I'm working on the economy, making sure everyone's got a fair shot. We're building back better.
Both of you are pieces of shit. Trump, you're always saying everything was the best. It's fucking not. And Biden, you're always talking about building back better. Meanwhile, people like us are just trying to fucking survive by paying $10 for a fucking milk.
This is like a heavyweight boxing match.
That's right, Vinny. And let me tell you, I'm still the champ. People want me back. They love me. And you know what? They're right, because I get things done. Unlike this fuck puppet.
Now hold on there, Don. We're getting things done, too. You might not see it yet, but it's happening. We're making progress bit by bit, and it's for everyone, not just the wealthy. Like the ones you with when there's grilling outside the blue place, in or on the lawn. You know, for the folks out there who need a break.
Oh yeah? And when is that fucking break coming? We're all still waiting.
Don't hold your breath, Lenny. With this guy, you'll be waiting forever.
Now let's keep it civil, folks. I'm just saying, we're on the right path. It's not easy, but we'll get there. And Lenny, Vinny, you guys keep up the good work, too. People need voices like yours out there.
Well, thanks, Mr. President. Both of you. But I gotta say, this is the wildest calling we've ever had.
Yeah, wild's one word for it.
That's why people love your show, Vinny. It's real. And hey, little Lenny, don't take it personally. Just remember, winners don't quit.
And Lenny, don't let him get to you. You're doing just fine. Keep asking the tough questions.
Yeah, go fuck us somewhere and run the country or whatever it is that you fucking do.
Keep up the good work, boys. You're doing great.
Take care, folks, and stay safe out there.
Well, folks, that's about as wild as it gets. Two presidents on the line at once, only on the Big Vinny and Lenny podcast.
Yeah, and somehow, I'm more stressed out now than before.
That's the way it goes, Lenny. That's just the way it fucking goes. Well, folks, we sure covered a lot today.
It was fucking chaotic, that's for sure.
You know, Lenny, after everything we talked about today, from crazy coffee orders to the politics gone off the rails, it's kind of boiled down to one thing.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
The world's a fucking mess, and people are unpredictable. But at the end of the day, it's up to each and every one of us to find a way to keep our heads straight. We can't control what others do, whether it's in politics, business, or even just ordering a fucking cup of coffee. But we can control how we react to it.
Yeah, you're right. Life is full of bullshit. And if you get too caught in it, you lose sight of what matters. Maybe the trick is to focus on what we could control and not let the fucking chaos get the best of us.
Exactly. So whether it's dealing with corrupted politicians and rich folks or just everyday people, remember this, listeners. Stay true to yourself. Keep your integrity. And don't let the craziness make you lose sight of what really matters, like what Lenny just said.
And if that doesn't work, there's always a good cup of coffee to keep you grounded.
All right, listeners, it's time to wrap up this crazy episode. But that's why you listeners tune in, right? You never know what's going to happen on this show.
That's right. So if you're looking for a more truth talk, no bullshit, laughs, and a bit of chaos, make sure you tune in next time. We've always got something cooking, and you don't want to miss it.
And don't forget to hit that subscribe button, leave us a review, and share the show with your fucking friends. The more, the merrier. We're here to keep you entertained and informed, and we couldn't do it without you.
And if you got something on your mind, don't be shy. Reach out to us on social media or drop a comment. We might just talk about it in the next fucking episode.
So until next time, folks, stay sharp, stay skeptical, and keep tuning in. This is Big V and Lenny, signing off.
For lending an ear to the Big Vinny and Lenny podcast. Make sure you're hitched to our wagon for more wild debates and straight shooting. This is a show of ours is brought to you by the APNM Group, a proud subsidiary of Voucher Productions, LLC. Our goal, to spin yarns that informs, amuse, and add a dash of the extraordinary to your daily grind. We're in the business of listening, see? Your words, your thoughts, they're the bee's knees to us.
Got a question, a comment, or maybe a bright idea? Don't be a stranger. Toss a line in our comment section or give us a buzz in the old social media. Your gab helps us tailor our tales and uncover the stories you dames and fellas want to hear. Did our little broadcast strike a chord? Then be a pal and leave us a review on your favorite listening post. Spread the word, share the love. You help us reach more ears, and we keep the stories coming. Curious about the voices behind the mics or the big wigs at Alger Productions? Click the link in the episode's description. Every click, every listen, it helps this little operation of ours grow into something grand. We're tipping our hats to you, dear listeners, for lending us your ears. Until our paths cross again, keep your dials tuned and your spirits high. This is APNM Group, a piece of a larger puzzle, proudly part of the Alger Productions LLC. Signing off.